Good morning.
早安。
Are you looking forward to a good day?
你们很期待这一天。
Do you feel hungry for more of God?
你对神很
？Ooh, I
渴
like
慕吗？
that. I always have to say this every time I come.
我每一次来，我都必须说底下这段话。
Because my heart is just so filled every time I come.
每次来，我的心就这样满意的。
Rebecca, you, God gives you the most beautiful, beautiful prophetic songs. Some, I think, are the most beautiful I've ever heard.
就是棉牧师所写的诗歌是最美最美，几乎是我所听到最美的诗歌，最先知性的诗歌。
I'm working to try hard to incorporate some of her music in our gatherings.
我正想办法把她的歌带进我们这些恩音的聚集聚会里面。
You know, lately,
你知道最近
people have been complaining.
就是人们向我有点抱怨说。
And they say to us at the ministry.
就在我服侍的事工里面。
Why is it Sister Nita only goes to the Chinese churches?
为什么就是妮塔？为什么我就是我？怎么只去中国人的教会
？We want her to come to our church.
我们希望她能够来我们的教会。
And they're very offended.
他们甚至被这个冒犯到了。
So I told Ricky.
所以我就告诉我的女儿 Ricky.
Fill your church with Chinese people.
有时候你就干脆在你教会里面召集很多的中国人。
And I will come.
那我就会去你的教会。
I think that that there is a divine link between us Jewish people and the Chinese people.
我觉得在犹太人跟中国人当中，好像一个神圣的一个连接。
It's God's providence, I'm sure.
这是神的，这是他自己预定的。
But really, the reason I like to go to the Chinese people.
那我真正想要到中国人的信徒当中的原因是。
Is because God is going to raise up a great and mighty army of intercessors among the Chinese.
因为神要在中国人当中要兴起一支大有能力的代祷军队。
Some of the greatest intercessors of our time
是在我这个世代当中最伟大的
will be Chinese.
而这些人就会是中国人。
That is His will.
这是神的旨意。
And I want to be a part of that.
我也愿意跟这个有份。
He's asked me to be a part of it. He wants me to teach.The Chinese people how to pray effectually.
神要我来跟这事工有份，来教导中国人怎么样有效的来代祷。
Amen.
同意吗
？Good. You do a great job, Nikki. I work with translators often, and I have to admit.
我常常跟一些不同翻译的人一起同工。
Nikki works about the best with me of any that I have worked with in a long time.
Thank you.
Okay, last night we talked about the call to prayer.
昨天我们
I'm sorry, go ahead.
昨天我们谈到代祷的呼召
being the call to knowing God.
就是一个要来认识神的这样一个呼召
In the church, there is this terrible distortion of prayer.
就是在教会里面，有关祷告是有一个很畸形的一个发展。
People say, "I want to be an intercessor. I want to be an intercessor."
人们说，哦，我要成为代祷者，我要成为代祷者。
Or they'll say, "I want to be a warrior. I want to be a prayer warrior."
或者说，他们说，我要成为代祷勇士。
And they don't realize that the basis of all intercession is oneness with God.
但他们却不知道，在一切代祷的根基，那个就是说，你跟神要合而为一。
It's not so much about being an intercessor.
重点并不是说你花多少时间成为一个代祷者。
And it's not so much being a prayer warrior.
也不是说你要怎么样的成为一个代祷勇士。
Those should flow out quite naturally.
那些东西应该很自然的从我生命里面流露出来。
From your intimacy with the Lord.
是从你跟神的亲密的关系当中流露出来。
If you concentrate on the first, the most, He will produce.The latter,
就是你如果把重要的事情，你花很多的精力去做，那神就会在你后面所渴望的，他就会制造大量的出来。
So if you concentrate on knowing God,
所以你如果专注你的精力再来认识神
，you will automatically become an intercessor.
你就很自然的成为一位代祷者
，because His heart compels it.
因为他的心会这样子驱使你去做。
Now I want to share just just a little thing with you that I'm going to talk about more on Sunday morning.
就是我想谈，要略略谈一下我礼拜天打算跟你们说的。
So we won't go into great detail now.
所以我们现在不会进入细节。
But I want to say that there is, I don't think that there is an office in the body of Christ.
我不觉得在神的家中有这样的一个职分。
That is higher than the office of the intercessor.
是比代祷者的职分更为高。
The highest offices in the church.
在教会里面最高的职分是。
The apostle.
使徒。
The king.
君王。
The prophet.
先知。
The pastor teacher.
就是牧师教师。
You know, so on and so forth. They are given to the church for the church's upbuilding.
就是这些职分被赐给教会，是要来帮助教会建造的。
But above all of those,
但是在这些职分之上
are God's highest intercessors.
就是神那个最高呼召的那些代祷者。
I don't want to go into a lot of detail about this right now, but I'll just say a few things. May I?
我能不能就略略提一下。
There are levels of intercessors.
就是在代祷者当中也是有不同的这些阶级。
God uses some intercessors to intercede for individual people.
神又使用一些代祷者，就是为一些个人来祷告。
He uses other intercessors that are of a higher level.
那另外，他有一些代祷者是用在一些比较更高的一些阶段上。
To intercede for more people, such as in a church environment.
他们被使用来，就好像为比较多人祷告，好比说是为一个教会祷告。
He uses other intercessors that are of a higher level.
那他用再用另外一些在一个更高的一个阶段上
to intercede over cities.
为一个城市代祷
higher level over states.
那或者更高的就是为一个州来祷告
higher level over countries.
或者再高一等的话就是为国家来祷告
They are graduated levels of intercessors.
他们是用逐渐的这样不断的阶段
That doesn't mean that everyone isn't called to pray for your city.
所以这样意思不是说 你没有被呼召为你的城市来代祷。
But praying for your city and being, you might say, a high priest over your city is two different things.
但是为你的城市祷告跟你成为一个为城市祷告的祭司这是两件不同的事。
I'm talking to most of you, assuming that most of you are young in the field of intercession.
我今天是 假设说你们大部分的人都是在代祷的这个事上是一个起步的。
And we're trying to keep the teachings of this week down to the very basic levels.
这个礼拜我们的教导尽量是把它维持在就是一些基本的教导上。
But if God would ever allow and there would ever be the liberty, which I don't know that that will ever be the case.
我事实上不知道是不是有这个可能，但是如果有一天神会这样带领。
There are intercessors that walk so high in the body of Christ.
就是在神的教会家庭里面，有一些代祷是在这样子一个高的一个代祷的阶段上。
That the church does not know them.
所以以至于教会甚至都不认得这些人。
Neither does the church know what they do.
他们也不知道这些代祷者在做什么。
Some of these people are younger.In age,
有些这些代祷者，有些其实年纪蛮轻的。
Some of these people are very, very old. And when I say very, very old, I mean very, very old. 100 even older.
有些人甚至是非常，就是非常非常老，像是一百多岁这样子。
That brings me to a cute thought. Would you like me to share it?
我突然想到一件很可爱的事。
I'm a grandma.
我是一个祖母级的。
And I can remember, I don't know, about 5 years ago, I was sitting and talking to my grandchildren.
差不多五年之前，我跟我的这些儿孙们在讲话。
And I was telling them how that when I was a little girl,
我就告诉我的孙子辈说，当我是小女孩的时候
，all we had was black and white television.
就那时候的我们唯一有的就是那黑白电视。
And these televisions were huge.
然后那电视是非常巨大的。
And I went to great length trying to help them understand.
然后我就很
these big televisions.
然后我就跟他们解释，仔细解释说这个这么大的电视在做什么。
And then I shared some other things that we grew up with.
然后我又跟他们分享一下我从小到大的一些有的东西。
My little grandson says.
然后那个小孙子就说
，Wow, Grandma, you are ancient.
他说哇，你真是古老啊。
Really old, huh?
你真的是很老哈，不是吗？
some of these intercessors are very old.
所以我说这些代祷者有些是真的是年纪很长。
Because God keeps them around, hidden away in secret places to pray over the earth in ways that no other intercessors are allowed.
因为神这样一直存留他们的性命，在一些 隐藏的地方，为整个全世界来祷告，这是其他人所不明白的。
I'm talking to you about the very basics of intercession.
我现在跟你说的是代有关代祷的一些非常基础的东西。
But for those who are called into the deeper levels,
但是如果你们当中有些是被神呼召要进入比较深的代祷，
there is no limitation as to how high, how deep, and how broad you can go in the field of intercession.
那在代祷的事上，那个长宽高是没有任何限制的。
Those who are the highest intercessors in the body of Christ,
在神的家中，那个现在最高级的，就是最高阶层的这样的一个代祷者。
By and large, now I'm not saying this is always the case, but 99% of the time, this is the case.
大部分的不是所有都是这样，但是99%的时候
，they do not have large ministries.
他们的事工并不是很庞大的。
They are not known well by the public.
他们也不是一个很有名的公众人物。
They're not well known even by, you know, smaller groups of the body of Christ.
甚至教会里面一些少数人也都不会知道他。
Because they're too valuable to God.
因为对神来讲，他们实在极为宝贵。
Their work is far too important.
他们的工作是那样的重要。
To the Lord God.
对神而言。
So He keeps them hidden.
所以神就这样子隐藏他们。
But until you start reaching into these higher levels.
但是在你好像进入这样子一个 高阶层的代祷的之前、
you can be well known in the body of Christ.
你事实上在神的家中，你可以成为非常的有名。
Still pray powerful prayers.
然后你的祷告是大有功效。
But it's not the same as these higher levels of intercession.
但是跟这些这么 高阶层的代祷者是不一样的。
So while I'm talking to you about the very lowest levels of intercession,
所以今天我跟你谈的是一个最基础的代祷。
Always seek to go higher.
但是我鼓励你要一直的想办法能够然后更晋升。
Seek the Lord that He will establish you.
你要来寻求神，让神来这样子培育你。
And teach you.
教导你。
So that you can go higher and higher in intercession.
然后以至于你在代祷事上你可以越来越晋升。
Doing more work for Him in the earth.
然后在地上你可以为他成就更多的事。
Okay.
好吗？
Okay, let's start with the message.
那我们来开始今天的讯息。
But let's first pray.
我们先来祷告。
My Father,
我的父
，My glorious Father,
我荣耀的父
，How wonderful you are!
你是何等的奇妙。
You are goodness through and through, Lord.
主，你是全然的良善。
Such wisdom.
充满了智慧。
Your thoughts are not our thoughts.
你的意念完全不同于我的意念。
Your ways are not our ways.
你的道路不同于我们的道路。
And we take comfort.
我们因此而受安慰。
Always in knowing.
因为我们永远都知道
that your ways are higher than our ways.
因为你的道路是永远高过我们的道路。
You are such a good God.
主啊，你是何等好的一位神。
Good, good God.
你实在是那么好，那么的良善。
And you're so good to your people.
你对你的子民是那么的良善。
Thank you for sending your Spirit to be with us today.
感谢你今天真的差遣你的圣灵到我们当中。
Helping us to learn about your heart.
帮助我们来了解认识你的心。
A little more about your ways.
然后有关你的法则，我们能够更多认识一些。
And how to pray.
而且教导我们怎么样来祷告。
To bring honor to your name.
以至于我们可以来荣耀你的名。
Help me to teach the things that are upon your heart for this morning.
教导我知道怎么样来分享 你放在我心中的感动。
And let your spirit teach our hearts, Lord.
啊，你的灵也来教导我们的心。
That we may please you.
我叫我们能够来讨你的喜悦。
In your precious name.
奉你宝贵的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
True prayer,
真正的祷告
really is not about us.
真的是不在乎我们
It is about God.
完全是关乎于神
It is about His will.
是在乎于他的旨意
His purpose.
他的目的
And His glory.
还有他的荣耀
The minute prayer becomes a glory to us.
一旦祷告好像成为有 关乎我个人的荣耀
We have diminished our effectiveness in prayer.
我们就已经使我们祷告的那个果效大大的降低
When we brag about our prayer life,
当我们在那边好像在那边吹捧我们自己的代祷的生活
brag about being intercessors,
或者我们在吹嘘我们是一个这样子一个祷告者
brag about being powerful warriors,
或者说我们是怎么样一个大有能力的一个代祷勇士
We are moving into pride.
我们就进入了这样骄傲的里面
And our effectiveness in prayer goes down, down, down.
那我们在祷告上的那个功效就开始持续的往下降
Because it's not about glorifying us.
因为祷告 不是在于说要来想把荣耀带到我们身上
It's about glorifying him.
乃是在乎要来尊荣他
And His will, and His purpose in the earth.
还有就是关于他在地上他的旨意跟他的目的。
To be effective in prayer,
你在祷告上要有果效。
It is important that our heart be filled with faith.
我们的心需要充满了信心。
Jesus said, "Faith even as small as a grain of mustard seed."
神就说，耶稣说，你的信心哪怕只有像芥菜种这么小。
It isn't so much the quantity.
并不是说那个量需要多大
But the quality,
而是在于那个质
Pure faith,
是那样子纯净的信
Undefiled faith,
是没有被败坏掉的信心
Faith that is not in you,
那个信心不是从你而来的
Not in me,
不是在我里面的
But is in God alone,
而是单单根植于神的
Sometimes,
那有时候
God will deliberately make you very weak,
有时候神还会故意使你好像觉得那么的软弱
Physically,Emotionally,
不管是你的体力上还是你的情感上
even spiritually,
甚至你的灵里面
so that the faith that is moving through you is in Him alone,
所以以至于在你里面所运行的信心是完完全全从他而来
and will accomplish the greatest things,
然后照样能够成就非常伟大的事
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子
The first time we went to Nigeria,
第一次我们去奈及利亚
We went there because there was going to be an election, a presidential election.
那个时候就他们即将要有一个总统的大选。
The man who was leading in the presidential race,
在这场大选当中，当时正在领先的那一位候选人
was an Islamic extremist.
是一个回教的激进分子。
Very violent man.
是个非常暴力的一个男人。
But he carried a lot of weight and a lot of power in Nigeria.
但是在他那个奈及利亚本身，他有非常大的权势。
The incumbent president,
但是当时正在那时候总统
was a Christian.
现任的总统是一个基督徒。
He had taken over the presidency.
所以他那时候拿到这样的一个总统的职位。
At a time of great vulnerability,
当时那个国家是非常的脆弱。
A time of great fragility,
那时候国家是非常的软弱。
In Nigerian politics,
在那时候，他们的政治界的时候是非常的混乱、脆弱的时候。
The nation had been utterly demolished through tyranny.
所以那个时候，几乎国家要被拆散毁灭了。
It had gone from being a very prosperous nation to being a third world country in less than 40 years.
就在四十年之内，这个奈及利亚从一个非常富裕的国家变成是几乎是第三级的、第三等的国家。
It was very, very bad news.
所以那时候是一个很坏的消息。
So now this Christian president,
那现在这位基督徒的总统
had a lot of things that he had to deal with trying to rebuild the nation.
所以他那时候他要面临是他有许多事情要做，以至于能够重建这个国家。
And because he had so many obstacles, so many hindrances,
因为当时他所面临的是这样子的困难重重
that he had to overcome,
他需要来这样子一一来克服。
Things did not move along as he had hoped that they would.
所以很多事情的进展并没有像他所预期这么快。
In addition, he was a fairly new Christian.
而且除此之外，他还是一个相当就是年资很浅的基督徒。
And he made a lot of mistakes.
所以他犯了很多错误。
So this other man who was an Islamic extremist.
所以另外一位候选人就是这位回教激进分子。
Was very very powerful.
他是非常的势力很强大。
And so all who were not Christians.
所以就是所有不是基督徒的人。
Were thinking perhaps it would be better.To have a stronger man in the presidency,
所以他们会觉得，也许有一个比较强势的人成为总统是比较好的。
To help stabilize the nation,
以至于可以让国家比较稳定。
So the Christian president had only 25% of the population going with him.
所以那时候呢，这位基督徒总统只有25%的人数愿意来支持他。
Or maybe less,
或甚至比25%更少。
The Islamic extremist had 75% of the nation with him.
而这个回教激进分子的候选人却有75%的支持率。
Now, I don't care how good you are in math or how bad you are in math.
不管你的数学是不是很厉害。
You don't have to be real good to know.
你不需要这方面很强。
That if you have 75% of the populace vote,
你就会知道，如果你有75%的这样支持率
，You're going to be the next president.
自然你就会成为下一届的总统。
So when we went into Nigeria,
所以当我们去了这个奈及利亚
，Everything was working against us.
所以那时候几乎所有事情都是好像与我们敌对的。
But the Lord spoke to me.
但是神却向我说
，He said, "If you will take the gatherings of the eagles into Nigeria."
神说：“你如果把这鹰的聚集的聚会带到奈及利亚
，and pray for the nation，
然后为这国家祷告
，I will put the Christian incumbent back into office。
我会把现任的这个基督徒持续的留在这个总统的位置上
，and begin to bring stability to the nation。
然后把一个稳定带到这国家里面
，and prepare Nigeria for revival。
然后来预备奈及利亚来接受下一波的这个复兴。
So with that, we accepted the invitation and we went to Nigeria.
所以我们就接受神的这样的一个邀请，我们去了那地方。
All the time we were doing the gatherings,
在当地，我们就是在我们聚集的时间当中
，we had tremendous obstacles to overcome.
我们有非常非常大的这些困难要来克服。
Because a very high principality knew that we were there and why we were there.
因为一个非常高级的一些就是属灵的执政掌权知道我们去那个地方要做什么事。
And he was trying to stop the work.
而这些邪灵就要拦阻我们的工作。
In the process of this gathering,
就在这样子，在这聚集的这样过程当中
，I became very ill.
我就变得非常的就是软弱。
A witch had put a curse on me.
那时候有个巫师好像对我下了一个咒诅。
So I became very ill.
所以我就非常的就是很软弱。
I contacted malaria.
我那时候就有一个痢疾。
I was so sick.
我是非常的就是病得很严重
that in between services,
所以在聚会的当中间休息的时候
I would be in my room, laying on my bed,
我就必须回到我的房间躺在那儿
I couldn't even lift my head up off my pillow,
我甚至连头都没办法从那个枕头上抬起来
without becoming so dizzy, I would lose consciousness.
然后我如果这样做的话我就会非常的晕然后就是好像失去知觉
God would give me enough strength to go and do the meeting, every meeting.
但是呢，在每一次聚会当中，神都会给我足够的力气，以至于我可以带领聚会。
We had done all of the work of repentance, and there was much repentance to do.
而在那次聚会当中，我们就是向神有了许多许多的悔改。
Then the Lord said,
然后神向我说
，It's time to come against a particular prince.
然后神就说，你现在可以预备好，可以来面对某一个魔君了。
This prince had actually come into the meeting, and I saw him with my natural eyes.
而这样的一个魔君，事实上他来到我们的聚会当中，我的肉眼也看到他了。
And the Lord said, before we could deal with the spirit of Ehud, we had to first deal with this guy.
那神跟我说，在我们来针对这个圣战的灵之前，我必须先处理这个魔君。
So we dealt with him.
所以我们就处理了这个魔君。
I became sicker and sicker.
但是我却越病得越来越严重。
By the time we got to the last meeting,
然后到了我们最后一场聚会的时候
，I was so sick.
我那时候是病到一个地步
，I could not talk above a whisper.
我就是几乎不能说话，只能这样轻轻的这样子耳语一样。
I could hardly stand to be on my feet.
事实上，而且我根本就站立不住。
I couldn't imagine how I would survive that meeting.
我几乎不觉得我能够好像经过这场聚会，我还能存活下来。
But we had done all the work we needed to do to stop the spirit of Ehud.
但是在那次聚会当中，我们已经做了一切我们能够做的，要拦阻这个圣诞的灵。
And that spirit had to be stopped in order for the Christian president to be re-elected.
但是为了要让这个基督徒的总统能够连任，这个圣诞的灵需要，我们需要来阻挡他。
We did our time of worship.
所以我们就花了时间，我们来敬拜神。
I got up.
我就站起来。
Steadied myself by a table.
我就站在一个桌子旁边，这样好像站稳来。
I told the people that we had completed the work.
我就告诉当那次聚会的人说，我们已经完成了我们的工作。
And now all we had to do was bind the spirit of jihad.
而我们现在剩下要做的就是要来捆绑这个圣战的灵。
As I took authority over that spirit.
是当我好像就是带着权柄要来制服这个仇敌的时候
I was clinging to the table because I was so weak.
那时候因为我是那样的软弱，我必须紧抓住那张桌子。
When I took authority over the spirit,
然后当我这样子奉主的名一个权柄要来制服他的时候
I did it in a whisper because I could not speak louder than a whisper.
那我是用一个这样轻声细语的方式，而不是大声的宣告的宣扬出来。
Now history.Proves that we were successful.
但是从历史后来发生的事情，我们知道当时我们实际上是成功了。
The Islamic extremists, when they went into the primaries,
就当他们进入那个大选的时候，那个就是那个回教的激进分子
won 75% of the vote.
他就是得到了75%的选票。
All of the Christians thought we had failed.
然后所有的基督徒都觉得说已经失败了。
But I told them stand strong.
但我去告诉他们说，你要为主站立的。
God knows what He's doing.
神知道他在做什么。
We did our work.
我们做了我们该做的。
And He will fulfill His promise.
那神就会来实践他自己的应许。
After the primary,
然后经过大选初选之后
，this very powerful Islamic extremist
就是这位回教的这位候选人
walked into the president's office.
他就这样自己走进这个总统的办公室。
He said, "I'm leaving the race."
他说我要退出这次的选举。
Allah spoke to me.
因为阿拉向我说。
And he told me to get behind you.
他要我要站在你的背后。
I am to give you the whole 75% of the populace vote that I have.
我要把一切就是我那75%的选票我要来给你。
And we are to support you in running for the presidency.
而且我要在背后这样支持你，以至于你能够赢得这次的选举。
Now, when in the world is something like that going to happen?
你想这事情哪有可能会发生呢
？That would be like the Palestinian Prime Minister walking in to the Knesset.
就好像是就是巴勒斯坦的那个总理会这样走进这样的一个办公室里面会说
，and saying to Israel,
然后去跟以色列的人说
，We just decided we like you so much.
就说我们发现我们是那样的喜欢你们
，that we're going to support Israel's growth.Way beyond its boundaries.
我会来支持以色列这样子不断的扩张，甚至超过他们的边界。
And we're going to quit fighting you.
然后我们也不再跟你们打仗。
Now, if that would happen,
如果那会发生的话
then the story I'm telling you would happen.
那我今天现在告诉你的也会发生。
The reality is, what I'm telling you took place in Nigeria is public knowledge.
那但事实上就是我现在所告诉你的，现在是一个众所皆知的事实。
After this Islamic extremist.Walked into the president's office, gave him his constituency.
就是说，当这个激进分回教激进分子的这个总统候选人进到总统办公室，把他一切所有的这样子坚固的这些选票支持他的人全部都给这个总统的时候
，his support,
他的支持率
，the Christian presidency, the Christian president won the election.
因着他的支持，这基督徒总统他就得到连任。
So he was re-elected to the Nigerian.Government.
他就再来带领奈及利亚的总统。
Not only that,
不只是如此。
But this secondary spirit that we had to deal with, the one that walked into the gatherings,
他就是那个比较次要的这个灵，就是在我们聚集当中显现的这一位。
He controlled the secondary level of government in Nigeria.
而这个灵，这个邪灵所掌管的，就是政府那个第二层的这群的政府官员。
So, like what we call the federal government and the local government.
也就是我们说那个联邦政府或者当地的政府。
He controlled the local governments through witchcraft.
而这个灵就是经由这个巫术来控制所有的当地政府。
All of the people who were in the high positions of local governments,
就是一切在地方性的政府的一些高官们
had been in their offices for up to 50 years.
他们甚至在他们这个高的职位上有待了50年之久。
And they all worshipped that evil spirit who walked into our gathering.
而这些高官都在敬拜这个，就是向我们显现的这个邪灵。
That was a requirement to get them elected.
就是如果这些高官想要在地方政府得到好像连任的话，这是一个必须的，就是来敬拜这个邪灵。
In that election,
而在那一次的选举当中
，every one of those people were ousted out of office except one.
那就是在这些所有这些地方性的高官，除了一位以外，全部都好像从竞选当中失败了。
For the first time in 50 years,
就是在这个奈及利亚五十年的历史当中
，the only one who retained his position,
其中唯一这个得以好像保存他位置的这一位
，was the one who was willing to give the true God glory,
就是那位他愿意把荣耀归给真神的。
Now, why am I telling you this story?
我为什么要告诉你这个故事呢
？Because authority has nothing to do with volume,
因为你要知道权柄跟你的身量是无关的。
Faith has nothing to do with activity.
而信心跟你外面的动作是无关的。
Success in prayer has nothing to do with you.
而祷告的成功跟你是无关的。
It has everything to do with God.
它是完全在乎于神。
If you are praying what He helps you pray,
如果你祷告出他帮助你所需要祷告的
，No matter what your situation is.
那不管当时你的光景是如何
，How weak you feel，
或者你感觉你自己是何等的软弱
，How inadequate you feel，
或者你觉得你何等的不配
，If your faith is in God alone，
但是如果你的信心完全在乎于神
，You will see His promise fulfilled，
你就会看到神的应许实现。
Faith is the currency of heaven，
就是信心是天堂的那个货币。
Prayer is the vehicle。
而祷告就是那个管道
，by which the currency moves，
以至于这个货币能够经由这个而流露出来。
God does nothing in the earth that He does not do it through prayer。
若不是经过祷告，神在地上就不做什么。
That's how important prayer is。
这就是祷告的重要性。
Everything that goes on in the earth goes on through prayer。
地上一切所发生的事情都是经由祷告成就的。
If there is no prayer over issues,
所以如果在某件事上没有祷告
，Satan will have total liberty to have his will.
那撒旦就完全有自由，能够按着他的意思来成就。
The thing that determines what is going to happen, God's will or Satan's will,
就是你怎么样决定这事情是按着神的意思，或者按着撒旦的意思来成就呢？
Is prayer.
就是祷告。
What is the thing that determines?
是什么来决定呢？
Say it.
跟我一起说。
Prayer.
是祷告。
So often you hear people say, why did God allow this?
很多时候我们会说，为什么神允许这事发生呢？
The answer is,
那这个祷告，那个答案是呢？
Oftentimes,
常常
because there was no prayer.
都是因为没有祷告。
May I give you one more example?
我再告诉你一个例子好吗？
In South America,
在南美洲
，there was a violent overtaking，
就那边发生了一个暴动
，of the nation，
在一个国家
，in some Christian like what would I call them？ in some areas where there were Christian outreaches，
就那边如果有些基督徒的一些聚集。
Christian communities that were reaching out to the local people.
就是说那边有一些基督徒的团体，啊，想要说能够把福音传给当地的人。
And they were housed in, like a communal housing.
就是所以他们好像在一个团，就是在一个共同的一个聚会的地方。
There were many of these scattered throughout the nation.
而像这样子的一个聚会的地方，就是在这个国家四处都有。
The violence began to spread across the nation because there was a violent takeover taking place.
就当这样暴动开始在全国开始蔓延的时候
，One of the things they wanted to do was to blot out all Christianity.
而那个时候，他们就是要把这样的这些就是基督徒的这聚集的地方要把它毁掉。
So they would break through the gates and the fences around these Christian communities.
所以他们就这样要来除灭，冲进去这个经过大门跟这些围墙
，and just massacre the people in mass.
然后就在这个当中就把这些人都屠杀掉。
They came to one Christian community.
然后他们就来到这个特别的这样这里一个基督徒一个团体的地方。
They were coming up to the gate.
他们就从这样门进去。
Inside of this fenced area.
然后就在这个围墙之内。
Instead of the Christians just sitting there afraid of what was going to happen.
就是这基督徒他并不是在那边好像就很害怕将要发生的事。
They were in there praying.
他们却是在祷告当中。
Praying and praising.
他们就在那边祷告，然后在那边赞美神。
Outside the gate.
然后在这个门外呢。
These violent extremists.
就是这些激进的这些暴徒们。
Were coming up to break into the gate with guns in hand.
他们手上拿着枪就要冲进这个门。
But standing in front of the gate.
但就像站在这个门的前面呢。
Were many huge angels.
就有很多位非常巨大的天使。
And God gave those evil men eyes to see the angels.
然后神就让这些邪恶的人能够有眼能够见到这些天使。
It had scared them so bad.
他们大大的惊吓到。
That they turned and ran.
他们转身就逃跑了。
They didn't even try to go through the gates.
他们连尝试都没有去尝试。
And that particular community was spared.
所以，至于那个特别的这一个团体就被好像保存性命了。
What was the difference between that Christian community and others?
所以，这个团体跟其他的基督教的基督徒的这些团体有什么差别呢
？Prayer，
就是因为他们祷告。
Very simple，
其实很简单的。
God answers the prayer of His people，
因为神他应允他子民的祷告。
Faith is the currency of heaven，
所以信心是天堂的货币。
Prayer is the vehicle by which that currency moves。
而祷告就是那个使这个货币能够流通的管道。
God will do nothing without it.
没有祷告，神就不做什么。
If you invite him into the circumstance,
所以如果你叫这个人发生这些事情
，No matter how small, how large,
不管这事情是多大或者多小
，He will come.
他都会来。
If he's not invited in,
那如果你没有这样邀请他来
，Either by you or by someone else who is praying.
就是不管是经由你或者其他祷告的人这样邀请神来
He will not come.
神就不会来
You understand?
你明白吗
Prayer is very important.
所以祷告是极其的重要
Now people that don't walk very closely with the Lord have a great deal of difficulty with what I just said.
所以对于那些好像跟神不是那样子亲密同行的人针对我刚所说的话 他不是很能明白
It's very hard for us to accept the fact that God will act almost nonchalant passively
就是我们几乎很难好像能够明白或接受说神居然是这样子的被动
over nations where there's so little prayer
就是针对一个国家是有这么少祷告的
on the other hand
但是另外一方面呢
God will do amazing things in utterly heathen nations
所以神几乎会是在一个好像就是在一个甚至一个不信主的国家里面，他都能够行很惊人的事。
Where there is prayer，
如果那个地方有祷告
，even if it's from a very small group of people，
甚至只有一小群的基督徒。
If God has no Christians in a nation，
如果是在一个国家当中没有基督徒
，He will use these higher intercessors that I talked to you about earlier。
那他就会使用那些我先前提到这些，就行走在这个很高程度的这些祷告代祷者
，to pray over things that the church may not know to pray over，
来为这些国家祷告，而这些事情是教会可能都不知道的。
So it is a place of God's counsel，
所以就是有一个神的一个聚会
，by which people who are Christians，
而那边当中呢，就是有些基督徒
can gain privy。Insight,
就他能够从那样的在神那个大会当中，他能够得到一些先知卓见。
Into the secret counsels of God.
他能够知道神心中隐秘的事。
Do you understand?
你知道我所说的。
Does everyone understand?
每一位都了解吗
？Nod your head if you understand. And raise your hand if you understand.
举手或者点头。
So it is a coveted place to be.
所以在那个地方就好像是一个立约的地方。
This place of prayer.
这是一个祷告的地方。
In my opinion, it is the most coveted place to be of all things.
在我来讲，那几乎是就是最代表立约的一个地方。
So that you can enjoy the presence of God.
在那个地方，你可以享受神的同在。
And hear the counsel of God.
你可以听到神的智慧。
And do it.
然后你可以按着去做。
Amen.
Amen.
Because many of you are so new in the arena of prayer, I'm going to go over some kinds of prayer that the Bible talks to us about.
那我今天因着我们有就是我们有些就是刚开始起步的基督徒，我要开始谈一些圣经里面讲到一些不同种类的祷告。
I'm going to give you many scriptures. You can write them down and look them up later.
你可以记下我所要告诉你的这些经文，然后你之后你可以去翻阅。
And I'm going to share some of these scriptures with you.
那其中有些经文我会有一些分享。
Let me see here. The first kind of praying that we're going to talk about,
第一种类
is the prayer of supplication.
就是一个代祷。
This prayer means to entreat God.
就是说你好像来要求神。
To pray,
你来祷告。
To become weak on behalf of another.
就是你为了另外一个人代求，所以你就是身处一个微弱的地步。
Now, what does it mean to become weak on behalf of another?
什么叫做因着别人的缘故，我好像成为软弱
？When we have to go to a higher authority and pray,
当我们好像要去一个更高的一个权力的权柄的地方来祷告的时候
，or to entreat that higher authority,
或者我们要来好像要跟这样子一个高权力的人，你这样子跟他有对应的时候
，on behalf of another person.
而你实际上是为了另外一个人的缘故去。
It is a place of humility.
那是一个谦卑的地方。
It's a place of humbling yourself.
你要在那个地方就是好像自卑在神面前。
Because you know you can't fix it.
因为你知道这个问题你无从解
决。God has to fix it.
你必须靠神来解决。
You can't be the answer to that prayer.
你自己没有办法成为那个祷告的回应。
God has to do it.
是神要来成就。
So in our weakness, we come before Him.
所以在我们的软弱当中，我们来到神面前
，and we intercede，
然后我们在那边代祷。
Sometimes it means to virtually become weak。
有时候甚至代表说，你要真的真实的变成是一个软弱的。
I happen to be one of those that when healing is flowing in the meeting，
就对我本身来讲，就是当神在聚会当中在施行医治的时候
，the gifts of healing。
就是这个医治的这个灵的时候，恩典，恩赐。
I feel people's infirmities in my body。
我就刚好是那些形，就是我可以感受到，弟兄姐妹身上那个软弱，在我的身上会显出来。
So if people are dealing with headaches, I'll feel their headaches。
就如果有人是头痛，我就会感觉到头痛。
If people are dealing with back problems, I'll feel their back problems。
那如果背有痛、疼痛不舒服，我就会经历到。
Whatever the infirmity is that God is giving me, I'm feeling it in my body。
就是不管神就当时有哪些就是一些软弱神要医治我就会感受到这些软弱
That puts me in a place of weakness
这样就让我处于一个软弱的一个情况
That the other person can be healed
以至于别人能够得着医治
When people flow in the gifts of healings and miracles
就是当人好像是在医治跟神迹的这样的一个恩赐当中在运行的时候
In the way that I do
就是如果是按照我的情况呢
？It is not uncommon for them to feel people's infirmities.
所以这是常常见到，就这些人会感受到别人的一些软弱。
It's part of the priestly ministry.
这其实是祭司的服事的其中一部分。
You may feel someone's depression.
你也许会感到一些人他的一个忧虑
，or their anxiety，
或者他们里面的焦虑。
Sometimes if I'm traveling on a place of public transport.
甚至有时候就躺在一些公共的交通工具上面。
The person might be sitting down next to me.
这个人可能就刚好坐在我旁边。
And I might feel the spirit of adultery.
我甚至可以感受到好像那个淫乱的灵。
So then I know that they're in adultery.
那我就知道我隔壁这位他是在淫乱当中。
They don't know this.
他们并不知道。
But all the time we're traveling, I'm praying that God will bring them out of the adultery and bring them to Him.
他都不知道，其实一路上当中，我就一直为他祷告，以至于他能够从这个淫乱的灵当中被释放出来，而认得神。
Or if they're feeling fear because For instance, maybe they're flying, but they're fearful of it.
但是也许是因着飞行等等，他们会感觉到惧怕在里面。
I might feel their fear.
那也许我就会感受到他心里面的害怕。
So I'll begin to pray that God will give them peace.
那我就开始祷告神啊，你要给他平安。
This is being put in a place of weakness for the healing of another.
这就是我说，为了别人得到医治，我就被置于一个软弱的一个地位。
Once I walked into a church I was supposed to minister in.
有一次我就进到一个教会，我本来在那边要服侍他们。
The minute I walked through the door,
就是我这样一进入这个教会的当中，
my whole soul felt fractured.
好像我整个灵魂就好像这样子，整个好像支离破碎一样。
I felt like part of me was going in one direction.
好像我其中的一部分就好像落在一方面。
Part of me was going in another direction.
然后一部分的我好像就到另外一个方向去。
I felt so fractured.
我好像整个人都这样子震碎掉。
Disoriented.
好像完全就是失去了那个组织。
Distracted.
完全的好像就带错方向了。
And like running.
就好像整个这样子，好像整个这样子倾泻下来。
I came up to the platform.
那我就走到那个讲台。
Before the service began.
然后就是在聚会开始之前。
The pastor came up and sat next to me.
然后这个牧师就来坐在我旁边。
He said, "So did you have a good night's rest?"
他就问我说，你昨天休息的好吗？
I said, "Yes."
我说是的。
He said, "How are you doing today?"
那他就问我说，那你今天怎么样呢？
I said, "I'm feeling fractured."
我说我好像整个人支离破碎一样。
He said, "Oh, are you all right?"
牧师就说，你还好吗？
I said, "I'm feeling distracted."
我感觉好像就是里头很乱。
Disoriented.
整个好像次序都打乱了。
Like half of me wants to run.
我其中一部分人好像想很想跑离这地方。
He said, "Are you going to be able to minister?"
牧师说，你今天能够服侍我们吗？
I said, "What I'm feeling is not about me."
我说，我现在所感觉的并不是从我而来的。
It's about your church.
是有关于你教会的。
You are about to experience a church split.
你马上就要经历到就是个教会的分裂。
He said, "God told you that?"
他说，是神告诉你的吗？
I said, "I felt it."
我说因为我感受到。
He said it's true.
他说你说的是真的。
He said I've been in prayer over this for weeks.
这牧师说我为这事情祷告几个礼拜了。
I don't know what to do.
我不知道该怎么办。
If God does not intervene, we are going to have a church split, a major church split, right down the middle.
就是他说如果神不介入，我的教会就是这样子，会经历一个非常巨大的一个分裂。
So that God began to give me counsel for him.
是神就借着我来给他一些咨询。
And I told him, I said, I know this goes against everything in the natural.
我说我知道我要跟你讲的，就跟你一切自然所觉得是完全相反的。
But if you will obey what I'm telling you to do,
但是你如果遵照我今天跟你说的，
you can spare your church of the split.
你的教会就可以免于这样的分裂。
He said, this is exactly the opposite of what I would have thought.
那这牧师就承认说，的确你跟我讲的是完全跟我所想的是相反。
I said, I understand.
妮卡说，是的，我知道。
But that's why you're heading for a split.
就是因为这样，所以你就朝着这个分裂的路上直奔。
Because you're trying to fix us in human wisdom rather than divine wisdom.
因为你是按着人的智慧，而不是神的智慧来尝试解决这事情。
He said, "I will do exactly what you said."
牧师说，我会按照你所说的去做。
When the big meeting came,
然后那个重大的会议来的时候
，He was able to bring peace.
他就能够带下那个和平。
And the church split did not happen.
然后那教会的分裂就没有发生。
I became weak.
所以我成为软弱。
That he could become strong,
以至于这个牧师能够成为刚强
in the wisdom of the Lord,
而这是在神的智慧当中
So there is this part of prayer, wherein you become weak, that God might become the source of intervention.
所以在祷告的一部分就是说我成为软弱，以至于神能够成为这整个解决事情的一个资源
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我在说的吗？
I have a friend.
我有一位朋友。
In fact, John G. Lake's daughter and son-in-law.
就是 John G. Lake 昨天那个牧师，他的孩子跟他的女婿。
Were very good friends of mine before they went on to be with the Lord.
就是他女儿跟女婿在他们去见主之前，我们是非常好的朋友。
His daughter was a tremendous intercessor, as was her husband.
就是这对夫妻在神面前是一个真是是一个了不得的代祷者。
His daughter told me at one point,
就是这个女儿有次跟我这样说
she was overtaken suddenly with a deep depression that lasted for 3 days.
就是他有一次突然之间有三天之久，他整个全人陷在一个很深很深的忧郁症里面。
She said it took everything inside of her to fight against suicide.
就是他尽他全力要想办法，就是想不去自杀。
So she just prayed and she prayed day and night for 3 days.
所以有三天之久这样子，从早到晚，他不停的祷告。
At the end of 3 days, the Lord said to her.
然后三天之后，神跟他说。
You have been interceding for so and so.
就说你是在为某某人你在祷告。
Who has been suicidal?
他一直有自杀的倾向。
Very depressed.
非常的就是在很深的忧郁里面。
You have now prayed this through so you can call her.
就说你现在既然完成了你的祷告，你现在可以打电话给他。
And set her free of this depression.
然后可以释放他从这个忧郁的里面出来。
My friend became weak.
所以我的朋友他成了软弱。
That someone else could be healed.
以至于另外一个人他能够得着医治。
This all fits under the spirit of supplication.
这些东西都是完全就是跟我刚刚所提那个代求的祷告。
Or the prayer of supplication.
或者是一个代求的一种祷告。
Let me give you some scripture.
再谈到一些其他的经文。
I'm going to ask you to write most of these scriptures down. We'll look at only one.
我们要把这些经文写下来，我们看其中一处。
Psalms 5:2.
诗篇第五篇第二节。
Psalms 32:6.
三十二篇第六节。
And Psalms 55:17.
还有五十五篇十七节。
Okay, and then let's turn, write those down and look those up later. And let's turn very quickly.
我们现在翻到。
To 1 Kings.
列王记上。
8.
第八章
22,
第二十二节。
Now we're not going to go through this verse by verse because it would take too long.
我们不会逐节的来看这些经文。
But what I've led you to is the prayer that Solomon prayed when he dedicated the temple.
但我要你呢，就是你自己回去按着那个所罗门在献殿时候祷告，你自己回去祷告。
This is a man that truly understood the priesthood of God.
这是一个他真的知道神祭司职分的这 一位人。
And I think it's one of the most beautiful prayers in the Bible.
我自己觉得是似乎是教会整个圣经里面最美的一个诗篇，最美的一个祷告。
He starts out in verse 22.
从二十二节开始。
Kneeling before the Lord.
他跪在神的面前。
Lifting his hands to God.
把他的双手举起来。
And giving worship and praise to the Lord God Almighty.
然后向这个全能的神在那边敬拜赞美。
Moving down into verse 24,
然后一直到第二十四节的时候
he begins to praise him for answering previous promises that he had made.
然后他开始赞美他，因为他为他先前的祷告，神的应许，他来赞美他。
In verse 28,
然后到第二十八节
he begins his supplication on behalf of Israel.
他就开始为了以色列人，他开始代求。
Now he is dedicating the temple, but his prayer is not over the temple.
他虽然是在献殿在祷告，可是他的祷告却不是向着殿所发出来的。
His prayer is on behalf of the people of Israel.
他乃是代表整个以色列的百姓在祷告。
He is praying a true high priestly prayer.
所以他所做的祷告就是一个真实的一个大祭司所做的祷告。
Please write that word down.
High
priestly prayer.
这是一个大祭司的祷告。
It is a prayer of supplication.
这是一个代求的祷告。
Wherein he is entreating God.
所以那个地方他这样子呼吁神
He is becoming weak on behalf of Israel
他因着以色列的缘故他在神面前显为软弱
And he is praying for mercy for Israel
然后他为了以色列他求神向以色列显怜悯
In verse 31
然后三十一节
He begins to talk to God
他开始跟神这样说
About forgiving Israel
讲到说神啊你要来原谅以色列人
And working amidst the nation
然后在这个国中你来做事
As they work through reconciliation among themselves
以至于他们能够慢慢慢慢跟神和好
So if Israel does this then God please do this
他就跟神说神啊如果以色列人做了这些事那就请你做了另外一些
When Israel does this God please do that
就神啊如果以色列人就如果他们做了这些事求你来行这些事
It's all involving God's forgiveness of Israel
所以这边完全提到就是神你要来原谅赦免以色列人
And helping them work out forgiveness one with another.
然后帮助以色列人当中彼此互相的赦免
Then in verse 38,
然后第三十八节
He begins to beseech God
他就开始像神这样的陈述
or entreat God
或者像这样呼求
to answer the prayers of the people when they pray
就是呼求神说神当百姓祷告的时候请你回应
This kind of thing continues on through the rest of the chapter
然后这一章其余的部分都是继续是这方面的祷告
And finally he comes back to a place of worshiping God praising him for who he is and what he's done
然后在最后末了的时候他再次回到那个地方就他开始来为了神所事的他来敬拜他为了神所过去所做的他来称谢他
This is a scripture to study
这段经文非常值得 来
Read it over and over again
我会 邀请你们就是多多的来反复读
Because it is one of the most beautiful examples of prayer in the whole Bible
在整本圣经当中这是一个最美的一个有关祷告的一段经文
If you want to know how to pray
如果你想要知道怎么样来祷告
study this prayer
你就 来研读这一段的经文
because this is the kind of praying God listens to
因为就是这样子类型的祷告神他就会垂听
okay we're going to take a break
好我们现在休息一下
I understood last night that there were a few of you that wish we would have done that last night
我到昨天你们就有些人会希望有当中有一段休息
so we're going to take about I don't know 10-15 minutes 10-15
好我们休息十分钟
Okay, so we're going to take about 10 minute break And then we'll come back and finish this off
好十分钟休息11:15我们回来